Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we're doing devotions. Day 18, family, day 18. Woo! Our fast is continuing. Yay? Are we good? So I had decided, you know, when I was doing my fast, all right, I'm going to layer this thing because life be super hectic all the time. I'm going to layer this. So first week, Wednesday to Wednesday, I'm going to be ultra-focused. The guidelines, not a problem. But I'm going to be ultra-focused on doing my healthy food, making sure I have vegetables in the house, fresh vegetables, making sure I have fresh fruit in the house. You know, just being prepared for the day when I'm going to be at work, make sure I have all of my supplies at work. When I'm going to be on the road, making sure I have my water so I don't find an excuse to try to drink soda or lemonade or anything else like that. So, you know, I've been working very hard on that. Achieved. Check mark. Got it. Week two, I wanted to add some movement, basic movement in the house. 15 minutes of stretching and aligning and intentional breathing, you know, layer it. That went like nowhere. I was like, okay, hello, let's get to this. So this is week, you know, we got 12 more days. And I was like, okay, so the rest of the time I wanted to actually, you know, take an opportunity to walk around the block. Weather will be permitting. And, you know, let's just take a small little walk. I live in a great neighborhood. That I haven't even seen all of. You know, let's take a minute and just walk around. And, I haven't hit that like I wanted to. So it's like, okay, I see my barriers. So by day 18, you can see your barriers. You can see what you are doing easily, joyfully. You know, I am this the fast. My body and my health love the fruits and vegetables and beans. Actually, my child who's still in the house loves the fruits and vegetables and beans. You know, he's going to turn into a grape, you know. So work always has a plethora of food not on the list. And it's so crazy because the last couple of times they've had food in the house, in the office, which is usually donuts or, you know, just something that I can't have. This time they've had a fruit smorgasbord. And I'm like, God? God, you working out for me? So I ate the fruit and no one else did. And I was like, what are you going to do with all that fruit? And they said, give it to you. I said, of course you are. I said, God, thank you. Thank you. You know, not that I didn't bring my own. I was prepared. I was prepared to walk past them with my nose in the air and be like, oh. But God was like, you don't have to isolate yourself. I'm going to make it so that you can participate with everybody else and enjoy the process. And it was very enjoyable. And so I was like, okay, all right. So the food has been no problem. That movement, which is a very important part of this whole health piece, has been nowhere. So I was like, okay, let me, before this fast is over, because we're not done. We're not done until it says 30. So we're not done. Go ahead and really put some effort in place to say, I want to do this. I really want to see, even if it's just for 12 days, I really just want to see how this is going to work. I'm going to give my body the opportunity to, you know, do what it wants to do. You know, what would happen if it operated like this? So if you haven't, let's say, oh, you think your work schedule will not allow for 5 minutes of prayer, of sitting down and being intentional in your conversation with God, you know, for the next 12 days, stop everything you're doing and get to that goal. Get to that goal. Now, now when our 12 days is up, that doesn't mean these things become less important. But what this is, again, we're trying to create our gift basket for God. And I'm telling you, this movement for me, now, okay, play some reggae, watch me act up, okay? Play some music, and we were having a good time and just chilling. You know, we're finished with our work, we're going to laugh and joke, and you got the music going, oh, I'm getting all my little jelly rolls moving. I got this, right? But what about doing it for your health, fool? You know? And so when it comes down to doing it because I might need it, it's like, I'm like, well, maybe I need to be playing some Buju Banton while doing whatever I need to do. I really want to do it because I don't ever want to be able to say I had a barrier that I couldn't overcome when it came to making a sacrifice or for God. Okay? So today is offerings and tithings, okay, is the one topic I don't really do a lot of speaking on this topic. You know, and coming off of faith where I'm like pumped up, like, yeah, we got this. Then we go to off. When I opened the book this morning, I was like, oh, really? Really? Is it that time again? And everything in your spiritual cabinet that you are going to do or should do, you may not like. There are aspects about life. You know, yours might be laundry. I don't mind doing laundry. I don't mind doing dishes. There's certain things I don't mind, okay? Offering and tithing, I do mind. And not the offering so much. I do offerings all the time. In fact, this whole fast, like I said, this is that gift basket. We're preparing all this for God. But please trust and believe, it's an offering. That means I'm going to ask God if this is pleasing to him. God may be like, meh, you could have done better. And I'm like, okay, next year, God, do better. You know, I'm asking God, is this acceptable? When we make prayer, you're offering prayer. Okay? You did it. Your side is done. But the offering, these words are going up to God. We're praying that the messengers deliver our prayers up and place them at God's feet. And then turn around, God will sit back and judge your heart and be like, you know what, this wasn't really about me. I don't accept this prayer. This really wasn't about me. You know, I remember going to a Christian women's conference once upon a time. And I wanted to go. Spirit said go. And I was like, okay, I'm going to let it out. You know, that's how I roll. Spirit's like, I didn't say what to wear. I said go. So I went. And it was maybe four or five, say, young in their conviction Christian women that were doing these prayers. And so I had a woman pray against me, meaning, you know, dear Lord, limit this woman. And I was like, oh, I know you're not talking to me. I know you're not talking to me. I know that you are not taking these words about me and trying to send them to God. Pray against me. She didn't know me from Eve. And like I said, young in her ministry, not knowing how to manage her personal thoughts and feelings as opposed to what should happen or what shouldn't happen, whatever. So she was offering negative words towards me. And I sit here not at all concerned. Not concerned at all, because she can offer whatever words she wishes. Those words are not going to be heard. If she's lucky, they're not heard. If they are heard, I'm like, you don't know I'm one of God's favorite children. I don't think you realize that. Oh, no. You missed an opportunity. You missed the opportunity to really experience and bless and be around and encourage one of God's special children. Instead, you sat in your own prejudices, and now you have negative words going out in places and spaces it shouldn't be. And so it was an offering. He just offered it. You can offer whatever you want. That doesn't mean it's going to be received, heard. And if it is received, you don't know what the backlash on that could be. Just something we're putting up there. Now, God does have judgment. Not a problem on his end. God has a judgment. You know, like I try to teach people, sin is sin, you know. We want to make sure we're working out of our sin. We don't want to say, oh, God understands. Really? Okay. Don't believe for half a second that God, if Sally Mae steals something and you see God give her the pass, that you can go steal something and God's going to give you the pass. Stealing, we're not supposed to steal, period. Sally Mae is poor, has children at home to feed, and is stealing the minimum. She ain't going grocery shopping. He's taking the minimum so the baby can have something to eat at home. You stealing because that bag looks good on you. It's different. It's a difference. Now, I'm not going to judge it. Me, Mom Steph is not. Because, see, where I'm sitting at, I can't see enough to know what is good, bad. I can't see that high. My vision is only as high as I am. I don't get to see that high. But I can tell you that God does not judge situation the same. So I don't, there's not a formula for offerings. You know what I'm saying? So I can't sit here and tell you, oh, if you do A, then God's going to automatically give you B. I can't say that. It doesn't happen like that. Sometimes I've seen people offer A and God gives them the whole alphabet. And I'm like, oh, wow. Wow. That's a blessing. And then I've seen people offer A, and God be like, and I was like, oh, snap. What else can we do? You know, let's add this. Let's take away that. Let's do this. Let's do this. So offerings are one of those things that, you know, I tell people, you know, you may have a physical thing in front of you that you're offering, but start with the heart. Every day that I wake up with the intention of doing a good job for God. That's the offering of it. So as we're going through the day and, you know, I'm getting my journaling done, I catch up on my journaling on Saturday, I'm working in my shrine room, I'm working everywhere. All of this is going to be part of the offering. And God may say, I told you, child, to focus in that shrine room. I saw you out there playing spider solitaire. I saw you out there kikiing on the phone, and I saw you could have put more energy into that shrine room. You know you could have. And then, you know, my offering is not received the way I would like it to be received, right? So, you know, think about your offering. And another reason why this matters so much is because God is holding all the blessings. God is holding all the blessings. So if you want the blessings released and you want those blessings to be evident and obvious in your life, let's go ahead and start making these offerings just as evident. So those are the offerings I'm good with. I'm good on that. I'm good on that. The offerings of the church, of the tithes, that is not so comfortable for me. I can tell you, family, be very, very clear. I've been to church many times. I've never been a member of a church, When God says go to church, I go. And then after I get there, I understand. Either it's a message that I heard that I needed to hear for myself. It's a message that I heard that needed to be carried out into the ethers. There was someone there who needed to see me or to be seen by me, whatever, whatever. So I've been to church a couple times. Every time I walk into the church, every time I get something from the church, I give to this collection plate every single time. And the reason why, this is not my church. I told you I don't have a church. But the reason why I give, to me, barely a tip, the money that I give only qualifies for a tip, you know, this little tiny thing, because I'm not rich. But the reason why is because I walked into their building. That pastor took time to see me, not personally, but just see my spirit. I want this church to continue. So what does that mean? That means you have got to pay into this church. You know, the building, the we don't have, I wish. I remember when I was in Douglasville, Georgia, there's a man who used to stand outside of Walmart. He had a big wooden cross with his purple sash around it, and he had a microphone and a little speaker box, and he would stay out there and pray for hours and hours, and every Sunday, in a suit, no matter the weather, family. He was outside praying. That was his church. That was his God. I'm like, oh, my God, the dedication. In a suit? Are you crazy? So as he's doing all this, you know, I'm like, well, I don't have to tie it to him because he doesn't have no church. That cross costs money. The microphone and the speaker cost money. The suit that he's wearing and soiling cost money. He don't live on that corner. He had to spend gas to get there. That's money. And so there was a time where our church and our religious leaders, that's all they did. All they did was support us spiritually. And therefore, it was us that got supported. It was our turn, time, responsibility to go and to support them. And so that in your mind, realize and recognize, I'm getting something from this. Therefore, let me give something to it. Let me be reciprocal. You know, whenever I see somebody, and I just can't resist this, whenever I see somebody and they say, good morning, and I always say, good morning, because I don't want, how are you doing today? Okay. Oh, I'm fine. And yourself? I don't care. I swear I don't care how they're doing that day. But I want to reciprocate the energy. I don't ever want to take somebody's sunny day and turn around and keep it for myself, not give them back a piece of sunny day. You understand? And so tithing is when you recognize you got something. I got something from this. So I want to turn around and you can look at your pennies and be like, so I'm going to share my pennies because what I got is worth more than pennies. Because what I got is encouragement, inspiration, healing, give me one to work on. It's so much that we're getting. Turn around and recognize that. Recognize it by change behavior. Recognize it by doing what you know you're supposed to be doing, following the instructions. And then turn around and tithe. Even with a wonderful approach, we can tithe. We do a lot. I'm going to keep it at that. We do a lot in terms of service. There are a number of programs that, you know, so if the reading is this much money, I will take that much money and make sure it's being tithed. Feeding program here, emergency, you know, whatever there. There's a budget. A Wonderful Approach has a budget that I pull from my reading. And because it's my way of tithing. It's that first fruit. You know, God granted me the reading. God granted me the information in the reading. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to make sure that one of God's children in need also benefits from that. You know, but this is a cycle that that everyone should be doing. Those first fruits has got to go somewhere. We have to got to spread the fruit around. If we don't ever spread the fruit, then the seeds don't ever go anywhere. Because in that, you know, you got to stop and think why God said first fruit. Because the fruit, that is the pregnant part. The fruit has seeds in it. If those seeds don't ever get away from the tree, then they're never going to grow. They'll never populate. They'll never continue on in the mission. So with those first fruits, we've got to turn around and make sure that we're doing our part to spread the seeds. Now, God didn't say you got to plant a tree in anybody, thank goodness, because people are stubborn. God didn't say that. God just said plant the seed. And so we have got to spread our seeds around a little bit more. And this is uncomfortable because when you start talking to people about their seeds, they'd be like, hey, wait a minute now. These are my seeds. I do with my seeds what I want. And that is true. But there, God always intended for a portion of your fruit to be divided into the way you wish, other places and spaces. That was already set up. Just like if you have a job and you pay taxes, you don't get to say, oh, well, I don't want to pay. I'm not paying for police brutality, so go ahead and pull my taxes and what I paid for. But yeah, deduct that. I want my 39 cents back. Thank you. I don't like the job they're doing. But, you know, we don't really get to do that because that's not the way it's done. When it comes off the top, you don't even see that. You feel it, but you don't see it. So we should be thinking and doing the same in our spiritual circles, you know. And it doesn't always have to be cash. And this is something I would like people to realize and recognize. When you're talking about tithing, when you're talking about giving, it doesn't have to be cash. You can give, and this is something I'm really big on, flowers. Really big on flowers. You know, every time when we go down to Florida, you know, and we are always, you know, at the EI's house and stuff, man, these tables, the table of offerings that are given are amazing. They're amazing. I mean, the gifts, the flowers, and EI's like, what? This is what we're supposed to be doing, but on a regular basis, not just when we get to Florida. Not just when we get to Florida. That kind of thinking, and everybody knows what I asked for. Everybody to bring what? A white candle. That's it. That's my requirement. What do I see? Oh, my God. So much beautiful fabric, gifts, honeys, liquors, all kind of wonderful, beautiful things. Why? Because people be like, a white candle? No, I could do better than that. Watch me prepare something beautiful, delicious. Whatever you're preparing, watch me. That's what we're doing. And so everyone knows how to do it, but I think sometimes we forget we should be doing this on a regular basis. A regular basis. Topic we've made it through. And I'm glad every time I do this, and I mean, I can hear Sister Makita's mouth right in the background, fussing, hollering, and clapping, okay? But it's so important not to give these fruits, because this is how we get more fruits. You know, this is why they prune trees. They take branches off of a tree. And so what? It grows in fuller. It grows more. You remove the fruit so that it produces more. So, you know, I wanted to end this idea of offering and tithing with understanding that it produces more. So don't be afraid to tithe. Don't be afraid to give it away. You know, it doesn't have to be cash. It can be your time. You know, it can be that community service piece that we're working avidly on. Okay? It could be your energy. When I say time, Lord have mercy. Find an old person, and all you have to do is listen. Oh, and that's service. But all you're doing is listening. And it's so wonderful. They love it. They're thankful for it. Okay? So we're about to offer prayer again. Why we pray multiple times? Because we want to make sure, in case last offering was not done full-hearted, like we know it should have been done, let's offer another full-hearted prayer. You know, let's continue, as God continues blessing us, let's continue offering prayers. Okay? So, offering prayer. And you know, today spend some time thinking about your offering. Your offering during the fast, and then your offering of time and energy and, you know, resources, mentoring. Think about how you're going to increase your offering, okay? So day 18, whew, prayer of thanksgiving. I love it. Father, Mother, God, all things come from you, O God. And with gratitude, we return to you what is yours. You created all that is with the love formed us in your image. When our love failed, your love remained steadfast. All that we are and all that we have is a trust from you. And so in gratitude of all of your gifts, we offer you ourselves and all that we have. By your Holy Spirit, make us one with each other and one in ministry to all of the world. Amen. My dear love, remember your fast. Don't let anyone interrupt your fast. Know that your fast is being prepared as a sacrifice. Your fast is being prepared as an offering. So don't let anyone interrupt your fast. Amen.